This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Weed control in soybeans will look a bit different in the coming growing season as a result of restrictions on over-the-top use of dicamba on soybeans. In spring 2024, EPA issued an existing stocks order allowing over-the-top use of Xtendimax, Engenia, and Tavium for early purchasers of the herbicides. In 2025, these products will no longer be labeled for over-the-top application, explains SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones.
So if you were going to use that as a part of your program, you're not going to be able to use that. So you're really going to have to get a little creative with what you're going to do. And what's nice is those dicamba-tolerant soybeans are also tolerant to Liberty, so glufosinate, and Roundup, or glyphosate.
In addition, 2,4-D-tolerant soybeans, called Enlist, also carry multiple herbicide traits, but Jones has words of caution for some parts of South Dakota.
In kochia country, so the 2,4-D isn't going to be great on that kochia, and that's where the dicamba beans really shine. So you're going to need to get strategy going if you plan on using the Enlist soybeans in kochia country.
Jones urges farmers to go into the 2025 growing season with a weed plan using diversity and layers of protection.
Every weed management program needs to have a foundation of a strong pre-emergence plan using multiple herbicide groups, because one of the best ways to control weeds post-emergence is to just never let them come up.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on weed management in soybeans.